Well, it's very interesting. I am very preoccupied with continuities in history. So wherever something seems to fail or collapse outwardly, it's always very interesting to consider legacies. So Chartism, of course, is a very big popular movement for democratic reform. It was beginning in the 1830s, and it was organised outside Parliament, so it didn't have any sort of political foothold within the system, but it was trying to get the politicians within the system to change, to give the vote to all adult working class, well, all adult males, which would mean, in fact, an extension to the working class. But after 1848 in particular, the last big demonstration, the last big petition, which Parliament refused to accept, the movement dissipated. So it's easy to think it actually collapsed, and that outwardly it fell to pieces, really, but it did have a tremendous long-term legacy. And after all, at its height, Chartism had been mobilising up to 3 million people. Whether these were the people who signed the petitions, whether they all really knew the ins and outs of what they were signing can be debated forever, and some of the signatures may have been the equivalent, the 19th century equivalent of Mickey Mouse. But nonetheless, that amount of people agitating outside Parliament for fundamental changes to the system is really very impressive and had big long-term effects. But what happened is that the movement lost momentum. So very quickly, and any mass movement, you lose the mass support. People become disillusioned. It's hard to keep them organised when you're not getting anywhere. And this is the sort of problem facing things like the Hong Kong demonstrators for democracy in today, or the Occupy movement, or any of these. You can get a big crowd turning up initially, but then things wind down. But the point I want to stress as well is the long-term legacy of these ideas.